During the first week of the trial, civil rights groups brought forth witnesses to bolster the claim that the 2011 state law requiring a photo ID to vote violated the Federal Voting Rights Act. The plaintiffs say the law has a disproportionate negative impact on blacks and Latinos. Yesterday, as the state began its case, University of Georgia political scientist M. V. Hood III testified that a Georgia voter ID law has actually driven down turnout more for whites than for blacks. The news media can't record doings in federal court, and the Justice Department refused to allow Hood to be interviewed following his testimony. But Larry Dupuy of the ACLU of Wisconsin Foundation says cross-examination found flaws in Hood's analysis.
The different interracial differences were very tiny, and it was after controlling for a number of variables. So it's not clear that you can make an apples-to-apples kind of comparison there.
Dupuy also says the Georgia voter ID law isn't as tough on minority voters as the Wisconsin law would be. But Professor Hood also testified that more Wisconsin voters can get an ID if they need one. Dupuy says that isn't so true for everyone.
Among those who do not have ID, there are racial disparities in who does or does not have the underlying documents, mainly the birth certificate.
Closing arguments in the Milwaukee trial may take place this Friday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.